We'll move on then to our next policy discussion document, and I call upon Cathy McNally to introduce the document on education.
Thanks, John. First of all, I want to thank Desi and Robbie and Tom for class of day as a younger member of the party this morning. Comrades, we in the Workers' Party have consistently campaigned for the ending of academic selection and for the ending of segregation of our children on the grounds of their religion. The Coalition Executive at Stormont has failed to address either of these issues. This brief, which has been held by Sinn Féin three times, and you know, three education ministers ago, Mr. McGuinness, made a decision to end academic selection, but it has not impacted on our schools, because what happened, the grammar schools have simply designed their own tests and carried on selecting the children that they want. Even at this level, one test has been favoured by Catholic grammar schools and a different test for the rest. So even in academic selection, religious debate does remain prevalent. We in the Worker Party are calling and want to see an end of this educational apartheid and the creation of a single education authority charged with delivering an education system which is free from religious division and control, an education system which is fit for the 21st century. Tinkering with sectarian structures is not acceptable. There appears to be no wish on behalf of the main coalition parties to address any of these debates. 5 years after the Bain report, it has been discovered that there are 85,000 surplus places across the school estates. This may coincide not just with a fall in birth rate 10 years ago, but the fact that many young people have been rejecting the school system or even been rejected by it. How else can it be explained that we have over 50,000 young people who are not in education, employment or training? In Northern Ireland, we have the lowest proportion of people with graduate qualifications, but university places here are kept. Northern Ireland also has the highest proportion of people leaving school with no qualifications at all. And it's the working class in our society who are suffering most from this. Severe underachievement by working class Protestant boys was recorded back in 2006. And the Public Accounts Committee confirmed that less than 4.5% attained second level qualifications in mathematics. Too many of our kids are leaving schools with low education and they cannot count. I, in my own capacity as an essential skills tutor, I witness this on a daily basis. I work with kids who are 16 to 18 year olds, and they have severe literacy and numeracy problems. And this is an indictment on our education system. It doesn't just affect their education. It comes as no surprise that young men who have very low self-esteem and limited prospects for the future as regards employment, the rise in self-harm and attempted suicide and suicide among them is the highest. Statistics from some of the most disadvantaged wards in West Belfast for both the Catholic run and the state schools show that more than 80% of young people are now leaving school with low or no education qualifications at all. We in the Workers' Party have long declared that education is a human right and not a privilege reserved for the few. Education is recognised as one of the world's, as one of the best routes out of poverty. Yet we are still failing so many of our young people. It should be unacceptable that at every stage of the schooling system, the poorest children do less well, given the proven link between low income and low educational performance. The link between low income and low education performance must be cut, and this is made less likely when minds are diverted to cutting education funding and closing schools, making teachers and classroom assistants redundant. John O'Dowd recently stated that he wanted to close schools that are failing our young people. It's not, but you know, closing the schools, it's not the fault of the teachers and the classroom assistants. They need to be given the support to help those who are underachieving. The case is for investment, not cuts, as obvious. In Northern Ireland, over 20% of our children do not attain the standards in literacy and maths expected for when they leave primary school. The quality of the overall provision is not good enough in one third of our primary schools, and this is according to the Chief Inspector's report in 2009. We in the party suggest that these statistics and facts are indefensible. Successive education ministers have failed the majority of children and young people at all levels of the education system. The working class are failed by the very system that should be supporting them and helping them to develop their learning and skills to allow them to contribute to build our society for the future. We need to equip them for a life of learning, meaningful and rewarding employment. If we don't give them the skills to our young people, how can they, you know, help to build our society and become the leaders of the future? We believe that steps which need to be taken immediately include implementing the early years strategy, which focuses resources on early years to help children acquire literacy and numeracy skills. There should be closer departmental working with the Department of Health and Social Services and Public Safety to maximise the impact of Sure Start spend and better budgeting towards key stage one pupils. Measurable targets need to be taken to assess schools on the allocation, monitoring and the impact of increased investment. Targets in key stage one and upwards should become public service agreements in the programme for government. We need to invest to save. Children's service planners have shown that £5,000 spent on early intervention is better than £130,000, which is the cost for one child to spend a year at a children's home. We need to work for greater integration. The fragmented and religiously segregated education system has failed to bridge the attainment gap. We need to move to an integrated model of management and people mix for all our schools and allow the independent sector to fund their own schools. You know, how can our children learn about one another? How can they mix and learn about each other's culture if they're kept apart in education up until the age of 18? We need to plan for a comprehensive and integrated system at the three levels, primary, secondary level and tertiary. We need to equip current and future generations to develop and contribute as effective citizens. Comrades, education is a right and not a privilege, and all our schools and every school should be enabled to become a good school at the heart of our community. Thank you, comrades.